hold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the new book, Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence in the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Who could have guessed that Osama bin Laden's bodyguard would be one of the privileged few to be granted a hearing by the U.S. Supreme Court justices? After refusing to hear appeals from thousands of Americans during the past year, the liberals on the court jumped at a chance to rule against President Bush. The judges were not showing compassion for the prisoners at Guantanamo. They just wanted to use this Hamdan case to proclaim judicial supremacy over the other two branches of government and to slap the Bush administration in the process. The Supreme Court had no business taking the Hamdan case. Congress had passed the Detainee Treatment Act, withdrawing jurisdiction from federal courts over petitions from Guantanamo prisoners. The Supreme Court could not dispute Congress's power to do exactly that, because the U.S. Constitution clearly grants that power to Congress. But the court held that the law did not apply to cases that had already been started. Justice Scalia said that this was a legal contortion to get the result the court wanted. Having thumbed its nose at Congress, the Supreme Court then attempted to invade the last remaining sanctuary thought to be beyond its power, military decisions of the commander-in-chief in wartime. The Supreme Court claimed final authority over international relations and military necessity by presuming to write its own version of the treaty called the Geneva Conventions. The Supreme Court asserted its own extraordinary power to second-guess the commander-in-chief on what is practicable in time of war. The Supreme Court's supremacist views will continue to expand if the other branches of the government continue to accept the arrogant notion that whatever a judge says is the law of the land. Congress and the president can fix the problems created by this Hamdan case, but only if they have the courage to stand up and rebuke the supremacist judges.
What can you do to stop activist judges from abolishing the Pledge of Allegiance, the Ten Commandments, and the definition of marriage? If you start a study group on judicial reform with at least four of your friends, we'll send you a free study guide and a copy of Phyllis Schlafly's new book on the tyranny of judges. Mail your commitment to start a study group to Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or email radio@eagleforum.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Headline news. Activation of our most decorated military divisions for confrontation with Russia and China through their ally, Iran. Military action when food shortages occur will divert food supplies to the military. The administration tells us to get non-perishable food. The government is right in telling us to have food stored, but when they say get some, you know we'll need a lot. The council to get some food gives the system deniability when food shortages are the reason for wiping out freedoms. Decide how many years of food will get your family through the coming times and store it before it's gone or can't be transported. Remember, folks, dishonest retailers know you don't know what or how much to store. Bad food plans are life-threatening. Call 800-409-5633 for warnings and guidelines. That's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633, or on the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
The heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says, save time, see it his way, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with a country flavor and some common sense points of view. I'll tell you what, I have seen so much information recently concerning the NAFTA superhighway and the fact that we are going to see, and I say we are going to see, one way or the other, we are going to see a merger between the United States, Canada, and Mexico, whether we like it or not. Now, you say, Brownfield, you're being a little bit ridiculous here. We can get this stopped. And there's a good chance perhaps we can get it stopped. But let me tell you what. The elite are out there to see that this thing flies. I have here an article this morning by William Hawkins. I'm not familiar with William Hawkins, but he says, NAFTA highway or new Silk Road, ? And goes back to this SPP, the Security and Prosperity Partnership of North America, a step toward a North American union that would submerge national sovereignty and open the United States to mass migration and political corruption. He goes on to say the final terminus of the planned transport network is the Kansas City, Missouri Smart Port. A little later in the show, we're going to talk about that Kansas City, Missouri Smart Port. Its website proclaims, and if you don't believe it exists, you can get on the website. Its website proclaims that the idea of receiving containers nonstop from the Far East by way of Mexico may sound unlikely, but that seemingly far-fetched notion will become a reality. The Chinese firm Hutchison Whampoa has partnered with Walmart. Now, that's the first that I had heard of Walmart being involved in this thing, although who would stand more to prosper from it than Walmart. But they put up some three, and I say they, I don't know whether it was Hutchison, Whampoa, Walmart, or they divided it or how they did it, but there's $300 million of an expansion in Lazaro Cardenas to handle 2 million containers annually by the end of the decade. Now remember, we're already over halfway through the decade. We're talking about 4 years from now. The American Chamber of Commerce in Guangdong, China, has held seminars promoting this Mexican port. Punta Colinet, about 150 miles south of Tijuana, is also eyed for expansion to offload millions of additional containers filled with Asian imports. Kansas City Southern Railway has bought the Mexican rail links, and the state of Texas is negotiating with a Spanish firm to build a corridor of toll roads from the border heading north. That is just one bit of information coming, as I said, over the weekend concerning this Trans-Texas corridor, the NAFTA superhighway, and the Kansas City Smart Port. Now, last week, there was a meeting in Canada. It was a very secretive meeting, and I have some information from Canada on this meeting, because the Canadians are really as upset, I guess, probably more so than we are. It seems like it's difficult to get Americans too concerned about anything. But anyhow, to lay out the military and security integration of Canada, Mexico, and the United States on September the 13th, I still don't know how to pronounce Banff Springs, if it's Banff or if it's Banff or whatever, but it's a hotel there in Alberta, Canada. I know where it is. A secret meeting was held. Donald Rumsfeld planned integration known as the North American Union. This is government collusion behind the backs of the citizens of the United States, Canada, and Mexico. It is government for the elite, not government representing the people. Now, the story was leaked to the Canadian freedom fighters. And anyway, the Canadian freedom fighters put the information out to others. Our Canadian friends have supplied a complete list of attendees as well as the meeting agenda. And I have that all here. It's a long article. It's 12 pages. We won't have time to go into all of the details. But nevertheless, it is there. Now, I'm going to give you the report that came from Canada on this thing. The hotel doesn't want to talk about it. They have tried to interview the people at the hotel. No go. They won't talk about it. No major media reported from the conference. However, it's interesting to note when they say no major media was there, but you look over here at the participants, and you will see that Mary O'Grady, journalist for Wall Street Journal, an area specialist, was there at that meeting. She was one of the participants. So someone from Wall Street Journal actually attended the meeting as a participant, all right? Again, here is the report from Canada. In essence, we will no longer be Canadians, but North Americans only, and worse. North Americans hogtied in lockstep with the United States, even as they gain open access to our energy resources. This is coming from Canada. Our national media stays silent, and so Canadians remain unaware that their own most powerful politicians are pushing for integration with the United States and Mexico, completely outside of the usual democratic process. I have a list here of all the Canadians that participated. I have a list here of all the Americans and the Mexicans that participated. Assuming we wouldn't know too many of the Canadians or the Mexicans, let me run very through here, not necessarily the names of these participants, but who they represent. Ms. Deborah Bolton, political advisor to commander of U.S. NORTHCOM, was there, along with the president of Lockheed Martin Corporation, Professor of American Farm Law, National Security Council, Undersecretary of Defense for Policy. Here's Carla Hills. She was there. Western Hemisphere Advisors. Chevron Corporation was represented. Hearing music. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Order the DVD of a lifetime, Into Evidence, Truth, Lies, and Unresolved Mysteries in the Murder of JFK. This landmark video is the most comprehensive presentation ever delivered on the assassination and features the leading experts in every field of scientific investigation. 32 hours of research presented on the most controversial murder of the 20th century. This compilation will make a great addition to your collection. To order this beautifully packaged 8-DVD set, visit our website, intoevidence.net/US.
If you're like the millions of Americans living day to day, trying to make ends meet, then you wouldn't want to pass up this opportunity. Employment and job security are at an all-time low, while the cost of living, supporting your family or lifestyle, and credit card debt just keep going up. So what if I told you there was a way to earn the kind of money you need and deserve? Build financial freedom. Secure a future for you and your family. and do it all right from the comfort of your own home with no money at risk. Now you can by starting your own business and becoming a part of the LifeWave team. LifeWave has developed a line of groundbreaking products using drug-free and chemical-free patches which work along the same principles as Qi that Asian cultures have used for thousands of years. LifeWave patches energize the body's own bioelectrical field to help create more energy and stamina, improve rest and concentration, and relieve muscle aches and pains without putting any type of stimulants or other substance into your body. This is something that everyone can use. All lifestyles, all ages. Just think of the possibilities. Now you can stop living in the past, get out of debt, and become part of the future, your future, by starting your own business today and becoming part of the LifeWave team. To learn how you can become part of the LifeWave team, simply go to www.lifewave.com/HSA. Don't sit back and let this opportunity pass you by. Take charge of your future. Act now.
Axiom, The Second American Civil War, a new novel by T. Edward Allen. Through corruption, greed, and incompetence, the neocons have brought the world to the brink of World War III. John Carter and his family are caught in the middle of a terrifying plunge into chaos. When the world economy collapses, America is brought down with it. The focal point is the ideological conflict between progressives and conservatives. And when civil war breaks out, Americans find that every axiom they took for granted has been overturned. Dangerously political and thought-provoking, T. Edward Allen takes readers on a wild ride and a glimpse into America's future with madmen at the helm.
Buy Axiom at www.axiom-thenovel.com. That's axiom-thenovel.com or find it at amazon.com. Get in on the buzz. Purchase your copy. Axiom, The Second American Civil War by T. Edward Allen.
Have returned. Now back to the secret meeting that was held in Canada on September the 13th. There were some 37 delegates there from the United States. I didn't quite get through the most important ones that I could see, but assistant to the Secretary Rumsfeld, then Donald Rumsfeld himself was there. James Schlesinger, remember Schlesinger, the former Secretary of Energy and Defense. William Schneider, President, International Planning Services. We had people there from the Department of Energy. We had the Secretary there from the Western Hemisphere. I don't know what that was. Center for Environmental Science and Policy. Then here is Major General Mark A. Volchev, Director of NORAD, NORTHCOM. Anyhow, in total, there were some 37 Americans there, and about that many, I didn't count them, but they look like the list about the same for Mexico as well as Canada. Now, that meeting was held September the 30th. Now, that we're just getting started here. Did I say 30th? I'm sorry. September the 30th, won't be until this Saturday, September the 13th. Now, I do have here a copy of their planned program. They were going to talk about border infrastructure and continental prosperity. Did you get that? Continental prosperity? Roundtable conversations with the co-chairs. Let me see here. I've got paper stuck together. They had here a handful of local residents were outraged at the Fairmont Banff Springs Hotel when they hosted this political leaders in a series of secret meetings with political and business leaders in Canada, Mexico, and the United States. And they're suggesting the conference included a man some consider to be the most powerful man in America. Now, this is what the Canadians are saying. Who is the most powerful man in America? Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. Now, that's all this secret meeting that was held there in Canada. Here's another thing that's been going on. I didn't know about it. Why are we just now beginning to hear about these things? But North American students are trained for the merger, okay? 10 universities participate in model parliament in Mexico to simulate integration of the three nations. In the United States, Mexico, and Canada, our 10 universities in the United States, Mexico, and Canada are participating in this model parliament under the sponsorship of the Canadian-based North American Forum on Integration. Students met in the Mexican Senate for 5 days back in May. May? Come on. Now, this is almost the end of September. Why didn't we hear about this? You'd think someone would know. What about those students? Didn't they come home and talk to the papers and the radio and the news stations about it? Anyway, it's called A North American Parliament Is Born. Now, let's take a break. We'll be there in the birth canal right after this message. Stay tuned. You can already see two front feet and a nose exposed. It's coming on out all by itself. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Digestive problems can be miserable. Get rid of acid reflux, irritable bowel syndrome, and excessive bloating naturally. Gastrinex is the wild and natural herbal support for all digestive problems. It's a powerful blend of herbs, spices, and enzymes to stop digestive problems quickly. For any digestive need, take Gastrinex. Call 800-243-5242 today.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best kept secret in the world today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call 702-953-0267.
And we have returned. Now back to this North American students thing. They're in Mexico City. They're putting together a model parliament. Now these are college kids. Harvard University sent some they're not children, they're grown adults, sent some students down there to Mexico, and they said a North American parliament is born, all right? A similar event took place in Canada in the Canadian Senate in 2005. Here it is, 2006. Why are we just now learning about this? The creation of a North American parliament, such as the one being simulated by these young people, should be considered, explained Raymond Crichton. He's a former Canadian ambassador to both Mexico and the United States. He's participated in the discussion and drafted the bills on the trade corridors, the immigration, the provisions of the North American Free Trade Agreement. The annual event enjoys the support of the United States Embassy in Canada, the Canadian Embassy in Mexico, and the North American Development Bank. Robert Pastor, we've talked about good old Robert before. He is the guy that wrote the book on this North American community, okay? He serves as vice chairman on the Council of Foreign Relations, and he wrote their publication on building a North American community. Anyhow, He says that he testified before the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations on the idea of merging the United States, Mexico, and Canada in a North American Union that would stretch from Prudhoe Bay to Guatemala. What we need to do is forge a new North American community. Instead of stopping North Americans on the borders, we ought to provide them with a secure, biometric border pass that would ease transit across the borders like an easy pass permits our cars to speed through the tollways. As we've discussed before, the CFR, that's the Council of Foreign Relations, has a 5-year plan for the establishment of all this to take place by the year 2010. All right, we're halfway through the year 2006, right? So, hey, we're just talking about 4 years before this is going to be a done deal if something isn't done to change the program. A common economic space for all people in the region, a space in which trade, capital, and people flow freely. Now, Pastor believes the United States and Canadian government should divert significant new taxpayer funding to solve the problems of the poor in Mexico. And this goes on and on and on. But just to show you how this is taking place. Now, here is an email that I received from a listener in Texas. It's a copy of a letter that came from the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. It wasn't an email, by the way. It was a fax, and it showed up on our fax machine from Austin, Texas. And says, as a listener, I thought you might find the attached letter interesting. My wife and I run a small business in Texas and received this letter regarding our business classification. It seems Texas wants to standardize, get this, with Mexico and Canadian businesses. Why? No North American Union plans? Really? Anyway, here's what the letter states. Dear taxpayer, the comptroller's office is in the process of updating business descriptions associated with tax accounts in order to comply with the new federal industry coding requirements. The standard industry classification codes have been replaced by the North American Industry Classification System, NAICS, was developed jointly by the United States, Canada, and Mexico to provide new comparability in statistics about business activities across North America. You see, the states are even getting in on the act on this thing. The Canadian Pork Council, the Mexican Pork Association, and the National Pork Council have agreed that swine health and the ability to quickly identify the origin of animals with a disease are priorities for the North American pork producers. Here's more on the North American Committee. A merger of secret confab, and that's the one we talked about a while ago that was held there in Canada. The information is getting out. Now, I'm watching the clock here. What have I got, a minute or a minute and a half, Jeff? I've got one full minute. Okay, for whatever it's worth. In Texas, at a Texas school there, let me see what town that was in, includes CLUTE, Texas, the principal of an elementary school instructed his students to stand during the recitation of a pledge to the Mexican flag during a diversity assembly recently. We absolutely refuse to stand up and pledge allegiance to another country's flag, this kid said. Where is a sensitivity to the country and to the troops and to the men and women that have fought and died for this country? And it goes on, but anyway, the guy, Sam Williams is a principal there, and he said, yeah, he did make a mistake. He said the response to his action was overwhelming. It's been a real trying ordeal. But he says he apologizes if he offended anybody. And He can say, I can see that I did offend him, and he's not ever going to do it again. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation. And that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here. Because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things. But it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Isn't it time your calls add up to more than just talk at high rates? Make every call count with long distance through Affinity 4. Rates start as low as 2.9 cents a minute. And 10% of your usage on Affinity 4's clear, reliable long distance goes to a charity or nonprofit you choose. Affinity 4 has given over $70 million to help worldwide. Want other low rates? Affinity 4 sets a new standard for giving also with outstanding low-priced internet, wireless, and Visa card services.
Make a difference and save on the services you use with Affinity 4. Call toll-free at 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super condensed overview of United States history, highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show and the man who's having amnesia and deja vu at the same time. He thinks he's forgotten this before. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. We have with us today Randall Cox. Now, Randall was with me one day last week. Randall is working on a program called Operation U-Turn. Randall lives near Kansas City, and he's quite concerned about the NAFTA Superhighway as well as the Kansas City Smart Port, holding a meeting coming up this Saturday, which is September the 30th. And Randall, hi, it's good to have you one more time as a guest from the Common Sense Coalition.
Good morning, and good morning, listeners. It's great to be back.
Yes, sir. How's the meeting, how's the planned meeting coming along?
It's actually falling together really well, and we received a great response from the program last week of people calling to tell them that they're going to be coming, which we've asked to do. I obviously need to give a head count because we're including lunch in this program, and so need to give them an idea as far as how many will actually be showing up. And so people have just been really great about that, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, that was last Tuesday that you were on the air with us. And by the way, you said quite a few of our listeners have called in. We need to get as many folks there as we possibly can, because you've brought in some speakers from literally all over the country. And I didn't bring... I've only known we were going to have you on the air for about a week, so I forgot to bring down with me the information that you gave me last week. It's upstairs, and I'm not going after it, but you might bring our listeners up to date on who's going to be there and what we're going to hear.
Well, we've actually had an addition, but among the speakers that we have Gary Kriep, which Gary Kriep is the founder and the head of the United States Justice Foundation. You look on their website, and these are some true patriot type of attorneys that will go to battle, and many of their battles are against ACLU and some of the crazy stuff that they get involved in. But the last thing you've seen out in California where they were suing the Boy Scouts because of saying they couldn't recruit for new Boy Scouts in school, and they took up that cause and fought it. But in visiting with the organization, they feel like we may have some possible litigation if we can take this thing to court regarding SmartPort and so on. But they will be here, and Gary will be talking about our rights as citizens and how we can possibly, from a legal standpoint, turn this superhighway and SmartPort around. We also have Deneen Peterson, which is kind of a nationally recognized expert on what has brought this North American Union and all this stuff to where it is today. She has a PhD and has taught at a couple major universities. Michael Cutler, whom I visited with yesterday, many people have seen him on TV, on Lou Dobbs, and when they do the broadcasts of the judiciary-type hearings. He's been there as a star witness before. Many radio programs, but he was 30 years an INS special agent and is retired now, and his entire time is spent traveling the country talking about the open border, talking about the smart port, talking about all of this and how it's going to be a tremendous problem for the American citizen. But the list goes on. We just had a new addition, and that there's a movie that came out called The Border, and it's actually a documentary. And we have the actor in that that's actually coming and going to be showing, Chris Burgard. And he has been in a lot of movies and things. I did a little research on him, but did Tour of Duty and been on Growing Pains and a number of things. And he's actually does documentary on the border, and but he's coming and is going to show his movie or documentary during part of the program. But this is taking place, as you mentioned, on September 30th, and people need to probably plan arriving around 8 o'clock a.m. or a little after on Saturday the 30th, and then register, and then the program will start at 9 o'clock, and we're going to have it in Kansas City at the Clarion, which used to be the Adams Mart for those from this area. And it's directly across the street from the Kansas City Royals and Kansas City Chiefs stadiums. And so it's fairly easy to get to, right on I-70 Highway. The thing that we ask is that people give us some kind of contact, either email or a phone call, and say, yes, I'm coming. I've got 30 people or I've got one person, whatever it is. That way we can provide a head count for food. But, of course, my number is 816-256-4706. And I'd like to repeat that number again before I'm done. But one of the interesting things in talking to Michael Cutler yesterday, Derek, you might find really interesting, and that he's all over the country, and everywhere he goes, he gets a standing ovation. He spoke before the Missouri or the National Police Chiefs Association. And, you know, normally I think that group, they're not quite sure where to stand, what to think, or otherwise, but they'll be heavily affected by all of this. But he received a standing ovation from them, and they booed one of the representatives from the government that really gave a lot of misinformation, mistruths. And he spoke after them, and they seemed to sense what he was saying was the truth and the way
it
really was.
What was he saying?
But anyway.
I say, what was he saying?
Well, he was. They were trying to coat this thing over as far as it not being a big issue and how the government had actually spent a certain amount of money towards security of the border and interior security on illegal immigration and all that stuff. And I guess the numbers were false in some cases and absolutely misinformation in another case. And he had the facts in front of him, and actually read them out. And I guess whoever this person was representing the administration come up and said, I recognize you now. You're Michael Cutler. And apologized that, and somehow, I guess, on the cuff or whatever, made some statement that this is what they were told that they had to say. And even though it wasn't the truth. And so he just flat out, as the next speaker, got up and told these police chiefs from all across the nation the reality of it and the truth that, that those funds weren't really allocated, that they'd only use a small percent for some dog and pony show on the border that won't do anything. And he made a statement to me yesterday, Derry, which I really liked. And Mr. Cutler said, he says, you know, patriotism and freedom is not a spectator sport. He says, we have got to become active with it. And, you know, I think through your program and many others, people now have come to a realization that maybe this isn't some far-out crazy idea that somebody
It is a far-out crazy idea.
Well, it is really a crazy idea, but at this point, it's not crazy people talking about it. So it's hit the mainstream, and the information is getting out there, and people are seeing the small parts of it. And the way I see it like a cancer. People are seeing parts of this cancer show up in case of like this school doing the Pledge of Allegiance. Who would have thought? I mean, veterans from years ago and even present day veterans ought to be just absolutely going crazy about this. You know, they die and then fight for the freedoms we have and for the American flag, and we pledge allegiance to the American flag, and we have this going on American soil. People ought to be outraged.
Randall, I have a copy here of the New American, and the cover shows, and the special it's a special report that a New American has just done, the North American Union, and I really like the cover of this thing. It's the American flag, and it's a crossbreed between the American flag, the Canadian maple leaf, and the Mexican flag. And it's what the new flag, I guess, would look like. But the stars and but the stars are up in the corner just like they are. Then you've got the green Mexican flag. You got a few stripes over here on the other side, and it's covered. Most of the middle of the flag then is white with the Canadian leaf over it. But in here, it shows a map of the entire corridor overlap. And it takes it all the way from Lazaro Cardenas, Mexico, up to Churchill, Canada, up to Fairbanks, Alaska, and up to up the Atlantic Corridor to St. Jean. It's it gives, so there's actually four or five major these superhighways. The I-35 is just one of them, and we talked about the other day, we talked about the one that went through Memphis and Nashville and on up through Detroit in that way. So, hey, they've got this thing planned. It's laid out. It's set for go unless something can come up at your meeting. At your meeting, it's going to come up this coming Saturday at the, as we say, at the old Adams Mark, which is now the Clarion Hotel, which is on I-70 just across the Interstate 70 from the sports complex. Is there any chance that anything will come out of that? What kind of litigation are your people talking about? Oh, I hear music. Let me take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hi, this is Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. Join Jeffrey Bennett and myself each day at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, where we'll give you the flip side of the day's financial and political news. Had Warren Buffett tuned in, he could have saved himself $1 billion. You see, Mr. Buffett bet against the dollar 2 years ago. Had he had chosen buying gold instead of foreign currency, he would have made $2 billion. Don't make the Buffett mistake. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 and let us help you ensure your wealth against dollar depreciation. For daily updates on the condition of the dollar, visit our website at republictradinggroup.com. Or as I said, just give us a call at 1-800-691-7898 and speak with Jeffrey Bennett or myself. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898. And thank you for your support of Republic Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, visiting now with Randall Cox, who is the man behind Operation U-Turn, which is going to be held in Kansas City, Missouri, this coming Saturday at the Clarion Hotel there on I-70, talking about the NAFTA Superhighway and the Kansas City Smart Port. I know Randall is doing this all on your own. Do you have anybody helping you at all, Randall?
I do have a few volunteers and whatnot, and of course I'm a volunteer too, I guess, but around the area that are picking up tasks and different things, a lot of details to it, as you might imagine, and so they're certainly helping out. And so I am getting some help, but as always, there's a lot to do in a little time. So, but back to your earlier question, one of the things we know of, and Michael Cutler, and I believe him to be a man of great knowledge and intelligence, intelligence we don't normally see or hear because of his background as an INS special agent. But he, in stating it, this is not a spectator sport. In response to your question of what we can do at this meeting, we will be getting information of what we can do as American citizens to turn this thing around. And I am told there's still hope that it's not all is not lost. And, of course, we've known from years past it's not the first thing we've seen invade the U.S., everything from the Japanese and attacking Pearl Harbor to a number of things, but Americans, good Americans, patriotic Americans, have rose up to the task. We have become numb, I think, and satisfied in our easy chairs, watching the news and believing what we see on CNN and all of that. Today has come, though, we have to become very uncomfortable. And we have to get up and be willing to make a stand and let our voices be heard. And obviously, they listen to 5 million people a whole lot better than they do just one person. So, but at this meeting, they will be talking about providing some intelligence information that you don't get off any of these national type of medias. And so, and I'm told there is hope. So the larger the turnout, and I know it's being watched, this Operation U-Turn is going to be watched by national media as well as politicians from four or five states that are watching this thing real closely. And based on the response, will give us more power with them to turn this around. I know that Smartport, last I heard, has not received the official sign-off because the Smartport will be actual Mexican soil here in the U.S., much like an embassy. And from my understanding, the government has not officially signed off on that yet. So there is still hope we could turn this thing around. And we have a mass number of patriotic Americans that get involved, let their voice be heard. I believe we can do something, and I don't think we have any choice. We've got to do something.
Well, if it's going to happen, it's going to come from the grassroots. Now, you mentioned Lou Dobbs, and I don't ever watch Lou Dobbs. He's on CNN, but he's never been on any CNN that I've watched. I guess maybe I'm on the wrong channel or something. But he's probably the only national spokesperson that's ever mentioned the fact that this is taking place before our very eyes. Let's take a break. The final break of the hour. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Okay, how long have you been putting it off? A year? 2 years? Longer? You know you need to go. I'm talking about going to the dentist. What if there was a way to save up to 50% off your dental fees? Would you go? Well, there is a way. It's called the Aetna Dental Access Plan by Value Dental. Grab a pen and take down this phone number. It's 1-800-601-9685. When you go to a participating Aetna Dental Access Plan provider, you'll receive dramatic discounts on dental exams, cleanings, x-rays, fillings, crowns, and root canals. In fact, the Aetna Dental Access Plan will save you 30 to 50% on all your dental procedures. Plus, here's the best part. Now, for a limited time, you can try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. That's right, free for 21 days. So now you have no risk in trying the plan and no more excuses on why you can't go to the dentist. Come on, you know that dental work you've been putting off for you or someone in your family isn't going to fix itself. Try the Aetna Dental Access Plan free for 21 days. Call 1-800-601-9685. Free for 21 days. That's 1-800-601-9685.
Would you like to cut your mortgage payment by over 50%? Then pay close attention to this message, because you could cut your payment in half with the new Secure Advantage loan exclusively from Quicken Loans. Only the new Secure Advantage loan gives you the advantage of choosing an incredibly low mortgage payment month after month with the security of knowing your low rate is fixed for years. But these low rates may not last, so call now to get your fixed rate fast. You could put thousands of dollars back in your pocket. Isn't that worth a few minutes on the phone? Call 800-221-7188 now, and in just minutes, you'll see how Secure Advantage could cut your mortgage payment in half. If a 50% lower payment and the security of a low fixed rate sound good to you, call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188 and ask about the exclusive Secure Advantage loan. Call 800-221-7188 now. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Call Quicken Loans at 800-221-7188.
We have returned, visiting today with Randall Cox, talking about Operation U-Turn coming up this weekend, or this Saturday in Kansas City. I'm still looking, Randall, at this new American map here. They say the map's travel corridors show the desired routes of the new superhighway as proposed by the North American Forum on Integration. Now, see, there's one I hadn't heard of yet, at least I don't think I have, a group of wealthy industrialists, academics, and politicians whose aim it is to break down barriers to the North American Union. The main actors of the NAFI, that's the North American Forum on Integration, are members of the Council of Foreign Relations, or related organizations based in Mexico and Canada. They have a complete special report on this North American Union. But to me, this is the first publication that I have really seen anything done as far as printed material is concerned.
Well, I think as far as the initial reports we received on it, which caused people to do more and more research, they were able to get these documents through the Freedom of Information Act and different means, and then it become exposed. I think there's a very strong effort now because of that for them to kind of turn this thing around and make it sound like it's good for everybody, and they're going to try to, I think, attempt a strong PR broadcast through different forms of media to where it lulls Americans asleep thinking it's all right, you know, we've got this major corporation involved, and certainly they wouldn't steer us wrong, but the bottom line to the whole thing is all Americans need to be greatly concerned about this, because while a name brand corporation may get millions out of this deal, this will greatly affect middle America, and I think middle America, the Americans across the United States, but we will, I think, and I'm told that should this happen, the middle class of America will disappear. We'll see unions disappear. And so people need to understand that if they see anything across normal media on this thing, it's generally meant to lull them to sleep and not worry about it, and it's going to be all right and all that. Well, that's hogwash, you know. We know the truth in it, and we know that this isn't going to be good. I don't know any time in history where Americans have tolerated a foreign government telling us what we should do and how we're doing it. And that's exactly what's taking place here.
And it's doing it, which is it's strictly an unconstitutional move by the elite. And I don't know how they're getting it done. Well, we do know how they're getting it done. We're watching it happen. But Congress is just sitting there allowing this to happen. Ron Paul has an excellent article out today. I just started reading it when I realized I was due on the air here in just a couple of minutes, so I didn't get through it. But apparently he appeared on one of the nation's television early morning talk shows yesterday, and he brought out what was really taking place. And I guess he is really... He's catching it from all directions there in Washington this morning because of the things that he said, but he's just telling the truth. He's telling the American people what is happening. And if something isn't done, hey, we have lost our sovereignty. I don't think there's any doubt about it.
Absolutely, and I agree totally. And here again, it's so important that people make a sacrifice, do whatever they have to do to be at this Operation U-Turn. Here again, it's we're going to have media there. It's important that word gets out. There's a large turnout. There's going to be a national press release going out today on this event. But they can call me at 816-256-4706. And I'll also have an email, too. But
yeah,
call
and
let me know how many is going to be coming. And that way we can prepare for them. But people need to, I don't care where, if they're in New Orleans or Texas or California or anywhere here in the Midwest, they need to make a sacrifice and whatever they need to do to be at this event. And here again, we have people coming to speak that are not only knowledgeable, but they have inside information that you don't normally see on the media. And we've got to take a stand, and I believe there is a chance, but people have to...
And we are out of time.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.